A Norfolk-based bucket maker, who is one of only a handful left in the world, has made the news. When it comes to the very niche subject of wooden buckets, there's very little Alan Paulus does not know. His latest commission will see him make buckets for the Tower of London and Hampton Court Palace, and previous commissions have included the TV blockbuster Game of Thrones. With a long waiting list for orders and almost 20,000 subscribers to his YouTube channel, the 65-year-old from Dereham, Norfolk, said that he has no plans of giving up soon. "It all started when I made a hot tub for a YouTube video in 2019. It started me down a little road and it's rapidly become the tail that wags the dog." As well as bucket making, known as domestic coopering, Mr. Paulus is also a wheelwright, which involves making wooden wheels for carriages, carts, cannons, and bicycles. He said the bulk of his clients were battle and reenactment groups and museums, as well as the TV and film industry. "The most bizarre commission I had was a lady who purchased a brine tub, a large ship's bucket with a lid, one of my most expensive buckets," he said. "She wanted it for toilet roll storage." Mr. Paulus sells buckets which range from sauna buckets to butter churns for up to £140. He is currently making an Anglo-Saxon burial bucket for Ipswich Museum, and later this month will be making buckets for the Tower of London and Hampton Court Palace, the former home of King Henry VIII. According to research by the charity Heritage Crafts, coopering is considered an endangered profession, while other crafts such as watchmaking, basket furniture making, and glass eye making are deemed critically endangered.
A brave Norwich man who was part of the D-Day landings and went on to serve for 2 decades in the Norfolk Police is preparing to celebrate his 100th birthday. David Pengelly Johnson reflected on his action-packed life as his family are getting ready to hold a special celebration when he becomes a centenarian on February the 3rd. The lifelong Canaries fan moved to Norfolk from Essex when he was a young child and has remained living in the county ever since. He signed up for service in 1943 when he was 18 and served with the Royal Norfolk Regiment. He fought on Sword Beach during the D-Day landings, and the regiment fought on through France into Belgium and then Holland, where, as a dispatch rider, David was wounded. He rejoined his unit after recovering and continued into Germany toward the war's end. His army service officially ended on October the 7th, 1947. After a spell in the fire service, David joined the Norfolk Constabulary as a police constable. In 2016, he was awarded the Légion d'honneur, the highest French order of merit, at a ceremony in City Hall. He and his wife, Dorothy May, had 2 sons, Trevor and Barry. They were married for more than 70 years until Dorothy passed away in June 2018. David now lives at home in Thorpe St Andrews, supported by carers and family members. David and his family will be celebrating his centenary with a meal at the Cottage Pub in Thorpe St Andrew.
A pub in Norwich has been named the best in Norfolk in a new nationwide ranking. The Fat Cat in West End Street was ranked as the best pub in the county in a new list by the Telegraph, breaking down the finest drinking spots across the country. The publication praised the pub for its extensive range of around 30 real ales, recognising its reputation as one of the best places to drink beer in England. Though the pub's selection of real ales would normally set the alarm bells ringing, the Telegraph stressed that the pub still draws ale lovers in from far and near and maintains a high quality. The Fat Cat had previously won national awards from the Campaign for Real Ale, including the 50th Anniversary Gold Award in 2021 for National Pub All-Stars. It has also been named the Good Pub Guide's Beer Pub of the Year 11 times since 1998 and was dubbed Norwich's Signature Pub by the Evening News Readers in 2023.
The owners of a burger van positioned roughly 200 feet away from where McDonald's plans to open a new restaurant says he welcomes the rivalry. Chris Eames, who runs at Deo's Food Cart in Riverside Retail Park, is confident his one-man business will withstand the competition if the fast food giant gets the go-ahead to move into the former Poundland store. The 60-year-old believes his prices and loyal customers will keep the business going, even with the Golden Arches nearby. The stall has been on the site for the last 30 years, with Mr. Eames taking ownership 2 years ago. The Poundland site, which has sat empty for more than a year, is the 11th McDonald's in the city. Construction on site will begin in the late spring or early summer, with a view to opening by late autumn.
A family-owned East Anglian farm machinery dealer with roots reaching back six generations is celebrating its 150th anniversary this year. Thurlow Nunn Standen, TNS, is part of the Thurlow Nunn Group, which dates back to 1875 when George Thurlow, the great-great-grandfather of the current chairman, James Thurlow, founded the business in Stowmarket, Suffolk. From its origins, supplying steam engines and threshing equipment, TNS has grown into one of the region's leading farm machinery suppliers, with five branches in Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. And the wider group now operates from 17 sites, including 11 Thurlow Nunn car dealerships across East Anglia, Bedfordshire and Buckinghamshire. This business has been successfully run by six generations of the same family, which is an achievement the family is proud to celebrate, said the managing director, Will Chu. To commemorate the milestone, 150th year, the Thurlow Nunn Group is launching a number of fundraising events with the goal of raising £150,000 for Dementia UK. However, these celebrations will be tinged with sadness after Mr. Thurlow's father, John, died from the disease in June 2024. Today, TNS holds franchises for brands including Fendt, Massey Ferguson and Valtra Tractors, and operates from sites at Fakenham and Attleborough in Norfolk, at Littleport in Cambridgeshire and at Melton near Woodbridge and Kennet near Newmarket in Suffolk.
Now we've arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you've finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Remember that you don't have to pay for any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
Our thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced today's edition. The editor was Ian Gorst and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, what you have enjoyed or not, as the case may be, you can call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also send us an email at contact@cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. So for us, it's goodbye from me and Stephen.
Goodbye.